This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
That was Jim Croce. Some people say crochet, some people say croche. Today we'll say crochet. There is a reason for it. We have Uncle Arthur, who's just about to be 70. Should we deal with that one now?
Really?
70 on Thursday.
70 years old. 70 years ago, this week, my mum gave birth to me. Out of the five of us, she remembers me well because I've got the biggest head. That has set the tone for the rest of the afternoon.
Do you know what? I was just thinking, when looking at you then, that was the first thing that went through my mind, the head.
You should try buying a hat.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody that might be able to knit you a hat.
Well, as it happens...
Here we go. Look, first of all, we've got to introduce Pauline.
Pauline.
How are you, Pauline?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, the first thing you said was earlier on was, oh, I mustn't swear.
No. I don't swear normally.
And we've also got Debbie in as well.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, look, we're going to come to what the crutch of the matter in a minute. But first of all, can we get this man a hat knitted before his 70th?
I'm sure it can be done.
We knitted him a scarf, a card, and a cake.
What do you want on your hat?
What do I want on my hat?
Yeah,
a cup of tea.
Do you know what?
Yeah, for what you asked for.
I think you should have a postbox on it.
Oh, I
got a few of them.
Yeah, I got one or two.
Yeah,
one or two. Yeah.
What, a hat with a postbox on it?
Well, I got Royal Mail hats. I've got a collection of them as well. You see.
Oh right, okay.
But I don't collect them. People leave them behind.
We'll bring in the ladies in a minute. I just want to set the scene, because there's a reason why they're here, and it's mainly because of your museum. Tell me about the museum.
Right, okay. What it is, these lovely ladies, and ladies up and down the country, what they do is they go out in the middle of the night and they do this knitting or crocheting, crocheting, or woolly wondering, and they put them all around postboxes all around the country. Got no idea where this idea started, where it came from, whether it was even a British idea, but it certainly is in other parts of the world. It's even in the Channel Islands now. And obviously the Isle of Wight wouldn't be behind the door when it came to being dished out. So I noticed there was an awful lot around the island, and obviously they noticed that I had an awful lot of postboxes in one location.
How many?
Well, my collection stands at 260.
Wow.
Which is...
a lot of knitting.
Yeah, it's a lot of knitting. But, you know, there was a logical, at some point, that the two would come together. And basically, we had the discussion sort of last year a little bit about it, over an ice cream with Debbie's lovely husband. Lovely Debbie's husband. the idea was sort of the seeds were sown. So it cropped up that it was going to be this bank holiday weekend. They were going to... attempt to put as many on my post boxes as physically they had.
Is it fair to say you invited them around because it's easier than watching them hop over the fence and put one on?
Well, I mean, obviously, the thing is, we're not supposed to know who does all this, are we? You see, it's a bit secretive, isn't it?
Well, I suppose there's a lovely lady on the Carriswick estate. There's and she's got all this stuff outside of our house, and there's a postbox just around the corner. Yeah. But we know it's her because when we go by, we're looking through the windows. She's like knitting.
Yeah. Well, you see, does it? I mean, I should say to these lovely ladies, do you get time for the day job? Because I don't know how you can do all this work.
Well, we've set the scene. We've got loads of postboxes. To get toppers for, is that the correct term, Pauline? A topper?
Yes. Yeah.
So how many toppers have you made in your time as a nutty knitter?
I've only just started doing the toppers because Debbie invited me as WI to join in for this day, really. It started off as a WI day, and we were going to do all these toppers because lots of WI ladies, not all WI ladies, but lots of them do these toppers. And so I personally have only just got started. My first one is on display, and it's a huge boat with 100 people in it, and it's for the Alzheimer's Cafe, and it's all in the same boat.
How brilliant. How wonderful. There's lots. I mean, there's lots of things. All the shapes and all the things that just popped into my head. There's one. Are you going to put your hand up to the one? The one that's you go past the hospital, and there's the guy that is the prisoner, and he's got the ball and chain around his. You're grinning. That's one of yours.
Well, he might be there. Yours. You never know.
Yeah, I think that's an anonymous one.
So it is.
So you can't actually, or you don't own up to.
I'll tell you something, Ian. One of the biggest surprises was to come home and find that topper is on one of my post boxes.
Really? What, somebody's removed it and put it on one of yours?
It's on one of my post boxes at the moment.
Is it?
It's been spirited in, as if by magic.
It's escaped from Parkhurst.
But of course, it might end up back at Parkhurst.
Well, it could
at some point after the weekend. You just borrowed it.
Yeah.
All right. So how many? How many have you done so far?
So we're hoping to have 80 plus. We have borrowed a lot. I have made a lot in the time that I've been doing it. And but I realised there were so many post boxes in the museum. I couldn't possibly sit and nip. I could knit for the rest of my life and not cover them all. So I figured the best thing to ask...
You moved in.
Everybody. Yeah, it's a wonderful
with
place.
With all that ice cream. there.
So I thought I'll ask a few people that I've met along the way who do loads of wonderful work. And there's over 20 contributors to the whole of the project now. So we're up to about 80.
About 80. Mm-hmm. So are you stopping at 80 or will you continue until the job's done?
If any more arrive, they will be taken gratefully. Yeah.
Can you describe some of them?
Oh, they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. We have some that have been made specially and some... Because I figured there's lots already out there in cupboards and attics, and so why not give them a second airing? So it's been lovely. Some people have made nearly 20.
Yeah.
Some people have just made one, like Pauline made their first one. We've got a huge Noah's Ark where, you know, there's a boat with two of every animal. It's fantastic. There is the Alzheimer Cafe one, and there's just so many...
Go on, just
there's a Chinese dragon on Arthur's much coveted Hong Kong
box,
post box, and he's got a Gibraltar post box, and that's going to have a monkey on it. We're trying to be very relevant on the rock.
Excellent.
Trying to be very relevant for where we're actually placing them, and then he's got his post fest box, and that's got the Beatles on it for the music. So we're trying to be very relevant where we put them.
Brilliant.
But they're all fantastic and we're really grateful to everyone who's loaned them.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. What's your favourite?
Oh, wow, it is really difficult. I do love the dragon. It is fantastic. But I do love what everybody's done, because it would be unfair to not say that. They are brilliant.
You can't fail. When you see these things, you can't fail to smile.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's another one at the end of Castle Road. You've got Castle Road, and there's a post box there, and I think is it a castle there or something? There's a big building there. And they're fascinating. They really are. And so much detail as well. Which one's your favourite, Pauline?
I don't know. I like them all, though, really.
One of yours?
Cowes WI have done the telephone box covered in flowers.
Right.
And they've done the whole... dark covered in flowers, which is lovely, all knitted. And they also have a miniature post box topper, which in actual fact there's a copy of it in the Model Village on the island. So there's a post box topper in the Model Village as well.
Oh wow, so that would be just a little one then, a little tiny one.
Yeah, that was made by Margaret Hill from Cowes WI.
And they're all can we give a shout out to some of the ladies that have been, you know, contributing?
Jane Green. Amazing. And you've put me on the spot. I could have written a list. There is a huge list. There's ladies from all around the island. Alveston Garden Village, Norma, from Bryston. There is just so many people.
Godsell, Knit and Crochet.
June Heyman from Palance Road.
Brilliant.
So lots of local.
June gets a mention then.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite, Arthur?
It's hard to be specific, but... I mean, obviously, I like the Beatles one. I like the Noah's Ark one because I appreciate the amount of work that's gone into it. And I also like the war ones, the ones where lest we forget, because I've got a pillar box there which I've painted in wartime colours, and I've purloined one or two Island Road sandbags to put round it to make it look a bit more wartime. And it's got a wartime topper on top of it. And at the weekend, when my grandchildren were over, we put the air raid warning siren out next to it, and I wish I hadn't, because they were grinding that thing all the time, and all you could hear was this.
Oh, that was you, was it?
But so, yeah, I mean, it's just an appreciation. I mean, how can I say? You can't say you're not a fan of this sort of stuff. All you can do is look at it and appreciate the amount of work that goes into making it. That is what gets me about it all. It doesn't matter whether they're on a post box or a post or a phone box or even hanging from a tree. It's the amount of time and the work that goes into it. I don't know how you do that. Mm. I don't know how you achieve that.
And nobody knows where the first one popped up. They just started, and it was just a craze that took on.
In other parts of the country, I will say that they do have to padlock them.
Oh, really?
Because you're always going to get somebody who thinks they're more entitled to something than you are. But as things stand, Royal Mail have not actually come out and said, we can't do this, you can't do this. In fact, they installed a pillar box in Brighton for the new king earlier this year, and Royal Mail have actually topped it themselves. They've got somebody to make a topper to stick on it, you know, which goes a long way to accepting the fact that this is quite normal, you know. And I mean, it's not just great big pillar boxes, you know, they're on little small ones as well. But I mean, when you see like the big London ones, like I've got, you just appreciate the amount of work. As Pauline said, the Alzheimer's one, when you see all the people sitting in the boat with blank faces, it kind of makes you think, actually, there but for the grace of God go I. Because we're all in that same boat, but some of us are lucky enough to still have a face. You see, so there is a lot of thought goes into this, and it's not just, I mean, it is fun. It's all about laughing and having a bit of... But there Absolutely. Is a sensible side to it. And when you see things like that, it kind of brings it home to you.
Yeah, there are certain ones you walk by. Like the last couple of weeks, we've had VE Day celebrations. Yeah. And you, it kind of, you know, that one hits you. And then there's the, you know, when you get to Easter, you've got Easter bunnies and things like that. And we've seen a lot of fun ones. We did see one with the Teletubbies on, and we just thought, I don't know why at that specific time, but when you walk, you couldn't fail to smile, even chuckle. I mean, it was so much fun. Yeah. Look, you know your stuff when it comes down to the history of post boxes and so on. Mm. You've got a post box museum, which I don't believe you shout about enough, because I think it's such an interesting place. And this week, or this weekend, it's open for people to see.
Well, we never charge for anything. I mean, it's a free collection, you know. Mm. That, you know, that's the point, much to the council's disagreement, but it is free. You know, but it's a hobby. I mean, you know, hobbies should never take over the day job, but in these ladies' case, I don't know how they can keep a day job and be sitting there knitting away like that all the time. I don't know.
I'm retired.
And I just put mine down on the side when I need to serve an ice cream.
Have you always knitted, or is it something that you've, you know?
Yeah, I started quite young. Yeah, you get taught by your mum and your gran.
Yeah. So you've always done it. I mean, some of them, I would imagine, they must take a little bit, you know, a bit of time, because they're quite complicated.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah, and there's lots of patterns out there, but you can make things up yourself as well. I mean, you know, it's a great hobby. It's brilliant and more creative, and makes people smile. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, absolutely right. Absolutely right. So this weekend, you're actually going to be up there as well. You've got your own special day on the Friday, is that right?
Friday's the WI day. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday's for the general public. It's free. Donations, if there was donation boxes for the Alzheimer's Cafe.
So that's where any funds that are made this weekend, that's where it's going to go. Yes. It's a great cause.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So what sort of time do you open up, Arthur? I mean, when you get up in the morning?
10 till 4.
Like that. But I mean, it's not a case of raising or banging a gong and say, right, all out, one out, all out. If people are a bit late, it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world, as long as we got time to go to bed before they get the next day.
And you'll make them a cup of tea, I guess, as well.
There could be. I mean, you know...
That has been known.
A cream tea.
It kind of makes things a little bit more complicated because then somebody's got to do it. That's the trouble with it, you see. Once you get round to sort of...
Is Kim listening now?
I'm hoping she's not. But, you know...
That'll be Kim then. She makes a lovely cup of tea.
Oh, she does. I mean, it's all right if you're making a cup of tea for 20 people, but if it could be any amount of people, then it could be slightly more complicated.
Have you got any... Are you putting a shout-out for cups? Have you got enough cups?
Cups will never be a problem.
Right.
It's ladies that do is the problem.
We've got the ladies that do over there.
You know,
They'll stop knitting for a while. You won't be knitting the whole weekend, will you?
Actually, that's one thing I haven't seen yet, is a knitted topper with a cup of tea on.
There you go, you see.
I haven't been out looking hard enough, have I?
So that's the hat then, with a cup of tea on the top, Mr. T, and the hat with a cup of tea on the top. Can you get that done by Thursday? How long do these things take?
Might Maybe take not. A bit longer to do a custard cream. Right. To go with it.
Well, you can just buy one of those and stick that on the top for now, can't you? And knit that one
then
in.
You can eat that.
There is a pattern for one.
Is there really?
Yeah, you can knit biscuits and cakes. There's patterns.
How long does one take?
What, to knit a biscuit, for instance, or
a hat? No, for a whole hat. How long would you reckon?
It depends how big or how complicated it is, but a good knitter can do it in 2 or 3 days.
Okay. So the one that you like the most, which is the dragon...
That's one
of your favourites.
I like the dragon. I like the Beatles. I'm astounded by the Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That when you see the Noah's Ark and you look at that, that is
fantastic.
Amazing amount of work. You know.
So what are we looking at? 3 days for that one?
A lot longer.
Weeks
and weeks.
Each individual animal is like 2 flamingos and 2 elephants. It's fabulous. Yeah.
So the effort is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just slung together. Mm. It's lots of effort, masses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's brilliant. You should be commended for that because obviously all of your hard work now is building up to a lovely weekend to be had by most. Mm. And you're going to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Cafe as well. I just think that's a lovely thing. It's a win-win thing, isn't it? It really is.
The lady who made the Ark is very happy to auction it. So if that's an option there to auction it to raise more funds for the Alzheimer Cafe, she's
happy
with that.
He's got loads of money.
He's got somewhere to keep it.
I'm retired now. I'm a state pensioner now.
Suddenly he's under pressure. Now it's all coming out now, isn't it? I'm only an old age pensioner, Del Boy.
You're going to have to do 2 cups of tea out of every tea bag.
Yeah. 2, 3.
Only 2.
Right, so this weekend, Friday, it's all kicks off.
There's free parking as well.
Yeah. Well, we've got a field.
We'll get the bus.
Yeah, you can catch the bus.
You've got a bit of a field there,
Buses are literally
outside
top of the road.
Door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and those who can walk could quite happily walk or even cycle.
And it's free.
And they can bring dogs along.
And what's lovely is...
Doggies are allowed, provided they're on a lead.
Yeah.
Because it could be construed as being doggy heaven there.
Okay.
With all their pillar boxes.
I wasn't expecting that. But I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Dogs must be on a lead.
Yeah.
Are you supplying lampposts instead?
There's 2 lampposts here as well.
So that's this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a whole load of fun. And you really know your stuff when it comes down to history. So you'll be there doing stories, I'm guessing.
I can talk to anybody who wants to listen. Anybody's got an ear to listen to it. They're more than welcome. But they won't see anybody there knitting.
Right.
There'll be nobody there showing you how to go knitting because nobody knows who does the knitting, do they? It's all secret.
So it's got to be... So we can't get a photograph in a minute
it's
for the website.
It's all secret, isn't it, eh?
So you won't be... Because I'm thinking, how great would that be? You know, some one of the ladies in a rocking chair showing people how to knit
well,
and so on.
Well, I could sit there and knit him a hat, couldn't I? I could start to...
I could sit and knit a hat for
Arthur.
Show people.
Yeah.
And then you might get more ladies that want to come and join and you might be able to cover all of these 260 things.
You could put a table out.
There's knitting clubs around the island, lots of different... I do one Wednesday morning at the Alzheimer's Cafe.
Good for you. I'm tempted.
Yeah, there's loads. There's Godsell doing knit and crochet. There's loads around the island.
Is it easy to pick up?
It's a skill.
Yeah.
Could Arthur pick it up?
Well, no, not with my big fat fingers.
You haven't had a go then?
No, I got. I'm not dexterous enough.
No.
I mean, I got. I was saying to the lad who was in here earlier on, my left hand is purely for changing gear and putting the handbrake on. That's it. Left hand can't do anything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Totally,
left hand.
Totally right-handed I am. So right. I think you need to be able to at least use your other hand to be right. able to do this.
Okay. Hey, look. It's lovely to meet you, ladies. I think what you're doing for the Alzheimer's Cafe is fantastic, and the work that you do in our community anyway probably goes unnoticed. So you should come back and tell us more at some point in the near future, because you know, without ladies like you, it ain't such a good community, is it? It ain't such a nice community. And I can't, honestly, when you go by any of these, and it doesn't matter what time it is, whether it's Remembrance Sunday, VE Day, or just a normal day, when you look at these things, it makes you stop and think, and most cases it will make you smile. Good. So thank you for that. Thank you for all the smiles. You. I hope the weekend goes brilliantly well. Yeah. And I'm hoping that you get a lovely 70th birthday under your belt this Thursday.
Would you like to finish with a poem?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the poem.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready, go on.
Right.
Hang on, do I need to check any of it?
No.
I know what you're like.
No. Right. I once watched my mother hard at work repairing my knitted top. Those fingers twitching, the needles clicking, I thought it would never stop. All these years later, I presumed that this was all old hat. I couldn't have thought this nutty craze would appear, just fancy that. Postbox toppers everywhere up and down the land, but over here on the Isle of Wight, something bigger had been planned. The biggest collection of postboxes here had been under a watchful eye. Some sneaky ladies had ideas and decided to give it a try. They descended en masse, and all the boxes were covered with works of art. To see this array is such a sight, I would not know where to start. All these years on, I think of my mum reusing that old wool, only for me to fill it with holes again. I was such a fool.
Oh. Brilliant.
They liked it.
Yeah. I just knocked that up this morning.
Good for you.
Do these things, you?
Good for you. I hope you have a brilliant, brilliant weekend. I hope the weather's really good as well. Not too good, so people will clear off to the beach. But you want to?
I do have a couple of Royal Mail umbrellas.
Do you?
I would have, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, thank you, Pauline. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day on Thursday as well.
Yeah.